Compass Media Networks. This is America's First News. This morning with your host, Gordon Deal.
Republican leader hospitalized. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koschenka on this Thursday, March 9th. Glad you could be with us, and here's what we have for you this hour.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell took a tumble during dinner at a hotel last night in Washington. He was admitted to a hospital.
The Justice Department is pointing an accusatory finger at police in Louisville, Kentucky. Hear what an investigation has uncovered.
President Biden releases his budget blueprint today, but analysts say the math for the spending plan is impossible.
And expect to empty your bank account if you're flying during spring break.
Demand is through the roof, and that's the main driver of these prices. And so, you know, you're going to find a lot, especially these warm weather destinations that are inherently popular during the spring break season.
Jacob Passy at the Wall Street Journal on the most expensive destinations for spring break. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has been hospitalized after falling at a Washington area hotel. More now from this morning's Mike Gavin.
A spokesman for Mr. McConnell says the 81-year-old senator was attending a private dinner last night when he tripped. He was admitted to a hospital for treatment. Mr. McConnell's office didn't provide additional details on his condition or indicate how long he may be absent from the Senate. In 2019, the GOP leader tripped and fell at his home in Kentucky, suffering a shoulder fracture. He underwent surgery to repair it. The Senate had just started a summer recess, and he worked from home for some weeks as he recovered. Gordon.
Thank you, Mike. The Senate, where the average age is 65, has been without several members recently due to illness. 53-year-old Pennsylvania Democrat John Fetterman, who suffered a stroke during his campaign last year, is out indefinitely receiving care for clinical depression. And California Democrat Dianne Feinstein, who's 90, said last week she had been hospitalized for shingles. The Justice Department is out with a new report that says the police department in Louisville, Kentucky, routinely discriminates against black residents, uses excessive force, conducts illegal searches, and makes illegal arrests. The findings were released after a two-year investigation that followed the 2020 killing of Breonna Taylor. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
Some have videotaped themselves throwing drinks at pedestrians from their cars, insulted people with disabilities, and call black people monkeys, animal, and boy.
Officials say investigators conducted hundreds of interviews with residents, judges, attorneys, and activists, rode along with police officers, and reviewed thousands of documents and body camera footage. The Justice Department also says it will examine the role of special police units following the deadly January beating of Tyree Nichols in Memphis. The Justice Department, under Mr. Garland, has opened similar investigations in Minneapolis, Phoenix, Oklahoma, and elsewhere. A senior U.S. intelligence official says the Chinese government's refusal to cooperate on investigations into the origins of the COVID pandemic has hurt Washington's ability to determine whether the virus emerged naturally or was the result of a lab leak. Avril Haines, Director of National Intelligence, addressed members of the Senate Intelligence Committee yesterday on worldwide threats.
The People's Republic of China, which is increasingly challenging the United States economically, technologically, politically, and militarily around the world, remains our unparalleled priority.
Virginia Democratic Senator Mark Warner.
Despite China's denials, it is entirely fair for us to ask whether the virus that has killed at least 6.8 million people so far might have been accidentally released from a lab in Wuhan.
China, which has placed limits on investigations by the World Health Organization, has disputed that the virus could have leaked from one of its labs and suggested it emerged outside China. The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale starts now with limited quantity deals on select performance PCs powered by 12th gen Intel Core processors. Save on select Vostro laptops with built-in security features and select Latitude laptops with enhanced privacy, collaboration, and connectivity. Save on select essential accessories, plus free shipping and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. This portion of the program is brought to you by Dell. The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on, with savings on select business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors, plus free shipping on devices built for your business today and tomorrow. Call 877 Ask Dell. President Biden's budget proposal, set for release today, is unlikely to come close to balancing or presenting a viable path to stabilizing the debt, despite his embrace of major tax hikes on high-income earners. He's promised not to cut Social Security and Medicare, and he's also pledged not to raise taxes on anyone making under $400,000 a year. Those promises leave him with little space to address the long-term mismatch between spending and revenues. Here to explain is Zach Halashak, economics reporter at the Washington Examiner. Zach, take us through it.
It comes at a time when there's obviously a huge fight over the budget, the debt ceiling right now. And so all eyes are going to kind of be looking at how much this could bring down the deficit, given that we have a huge amount of debt in our country, and Republicans are looking to use spending cuts, get spending cuts by using the debt ceiling as leverage. So it's going to be, you're going to hear a lot about the debt limit and a lot about the budget in the coming weeks.
Yeah, what struck me in your story is somebody saying balancing the budget, say, over 10 years is just so far out of reach right now. Explain that.
Yeah, it's it was Maya McGinnis, who's the head of the Committee for Responsible Budget. And she basically told me, you know, don't expect this to even come close, this budget to even come close to balancing the country's budget, just because of the amount of federal debt that is out there right now. You'd have to just gut the government spending in order to get it down to that level, to the point where we have a budget that pays for itself. So, you know, what people are hoping for is to get that level down, the deficit down, because our federal debt is just so incredibly high right now. So the lower we can get that, cut that deficit, and Biden says in his plan that it'll cut deficits by about $2 trillion over the next 10 years. But, you know, the problem with that is that the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, projects that there'll be an estimated $20 trillion added over the next decade or so. So, you know, that's just a drop in the pond.
We're speaking with Zach Halashak, economics reporter at the Washington Examiner. His piece is called Biden Faces Impossible Budget Math, Even With Big Tax Hikes, as he's set to release his budget blueprint on Thursday. So it seems like, I'm not playing politics here, but the same old song and dance. Nobody wants to cut or make changes to Social Security and Medicare, big eaters of the budget, and let's raise taxes.
That's right. And you got to do one of the two or both. Obviously, a combination of the both would be most effective, cutting and somehow getting revenue from some tax area. And one new proposal that Biden has in this expected to have in this budget is increasing taxes, the Medicare tax, from 3.8% to 5% for those earning over $400,000. But that doesn't really go toward, you know, cutting the deficit. That's more toward keeping Medicare solvent in the coming years. But, you know, that also keeps, Biden has to play by this rule book he set for himself, which is not raising taxes for anyone earning over $400,000. So that does complicate things when looking at potential tax proposals.
Wow. All right. So in the meantime, you said some of the background picture here has gotten worse. How so?
Yeah, well, it's, you know, with the Federal Reserve raising interest rates in order to rein in inflation, interest rates have soared. They were, you know, super low throughout the pandemic. They were cut to ultra low levels while the economy was flailing. But, you know, now they're rising quickly, and, you know, it's going to cost more for the government to service its debt. So that just requires more spending, and it just really complicates the overall picture of things.
Jeez, you referenced before Medicare tax going up, at least proposed. What other taxes are we looking at here? What specifics do we know?
We don't know too many specifics now. I know we expect there to be some different proposals. I would imagine stepped up in basis will be one. But we'll probably see other proposals as well. But the big key point here is that Republicans now control the House. And this budget isn't legislation. It's basically a proposal. So all these tax plans, all these ideas, no matter how far-fetched or potentially ones that could court bipartisan support, there are, they have to get the approval of a majority of the House, which is going to be a much harder lift than it was last year when Democrats held a slim majority in the House and the Senate.
All right. Thanks, Zach. Zach Halashek, economics reporter at the Washington Examiner. 20 minutes after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Here's Jennifer Koshenka.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
California residents near Big Sur have been told to stock up on enough supplies to last them at least 2 weeks ahead of a new storm. Intense flooding and snow is expected in the state, which is still recovering from extreme weather that left mountain communities under several feet of snow. The combination of rain and snow melt could lead to extreme flooding. At least 12 people have died in Southern California as a result of recent storms.
Number two.
Russia today unleashed a massive missile barrage on cities across Ukraine, targeting energy infrastructure facilities and hitting some residential buildings. Air raid sirens wailed all over Ukraine, including the capital Kyiv, for at least 5 hours in the early morning hours. It was the first such missile attack in 3 weeks.
Number three.
The city prosecutor in Newport News, Virginia, says he will not seek charges against the six-year-old boy who shot his elementary school teacher in January, but has yet to decide whether any adults associated with the case could be held criminally liable. Howard Gwynn told NBC the prospect that a six-year-old can stand trial is problematic, given that a child that young wouldn't have the competency to understand the legal system and what a charge means. After at least 6 incidents this year, the nation's top aviation official says he does not know whether close calls involving airliners are on the rise, but says the issue and its causes will be examined at a safety conference next week. FAA Acting Administrator Billy Nolen testified yesterday before a Senate committee.
The FAA understands and embraces the importance of continuously raising the bar on aviation safety.
Nolen defended his agency's handling of the safety incidents, some of which were averted when pilots, not the FAA's air traffic controllers, avoided a collision. It's the end of an era at Syracuse. 78-year-old Hall of Fame men's basketball coach Jim Boeheim was questioned by reporters about his future yesterday after the team's season ended on a buzzer-beating loss to Wake Forest in the ACC tournament.
I gave my retirement speech on the court last Saturday, and I gave it in the press conference afterwards, and nobody except William Payne figured it out.
Shortly after the game, the university announced Boeheim was no longer the coach after 47 seasons. He leaves with 1,015 wins, second only to Duke's Mike Krzyzewski. Adrian Autry, a former Syracuse player and longtime assistant under Boeheim, will take over.
Well, they've struggled as of late, right, past few years. Thank you, Jen.
Innovation. Resilience. Agility. It's how Michigan businesses work together and continue to build the future. Our expertise, talented workforce, and collaborative environment are making a difference now and shaping the future. Join us and make your mark where it matters. Visit michiganbusiness.org/radio to put your plans in motion. That's michiganbusiness.org/radio.
Glad you're with us. If you haven't booked a getaway lately, you might be in for sticker shock. Flying to the most popular destinations for spring getaways is costing travelers significantly more on average than before the pandemic. Here's Jacob Passy, travel reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Jacob, what are we facing?
Traveling by air this spring break is significantly more expensive, not just compared with last year, but compared with pre-pandemic levels. So there was an analysis done by a company that processes tickets for travel agencies, and they found, for instance, that round-trip airfare from anywhere in the U.S. to Orlando in March and April of this year is 31% higher on average compared with the same period in 2019. So that's a significant difference. And the difference was even higher for other destinations like Cancun, Mexico, and Las Vegas.
Wow. And this is purely demand or airline capacity still squeezed? What's happening?
It's definitely a bit of both. The good news, if there is any for travelers, is that the airline capacity situation has improved. So we are seeing airlines putting routes back into service. And we are, finding that, they're staffed better and things like that. Same with hotels, hotel staffing has improved. So you're seeing some hotels that may have closed some wings of their properties, reopening them nowadays. But at the same time, demand is through the roof. And that's the main driver of these prices. And so, you know, you're going to find a lot, especially these warm weather destinations that are inherently popular during the spring break season. Think Florida beaches, think, you know, places across the south of the U.S., though the Caribbean, those are going to be more expensive. And a lot of that has to do with this revenge travel mindset that a lot of travelers still have.
We're speaking with Jacob Passy, travel reporter at The Wall Street Journal. His piece is called Spring Break Travel May Break the Bank for Flyers This Year. So what do you do? Choose a destination where nothing's going on? No beach, no skiing, I don't know, no live music scene. I don't. Where do you find a break for spring break this year?
It's going to be hard to find one for sure, and especially now that we're pretty coming up pretty close on that season. Last minute deals are not as much a thing this year. You might be able to find some last minute deals for hotels, not for airfare, but for hotels, for instance. But yeah, I mean, obviously choosing an unconventional destination will help you. But also things like flying in the middle of the week rather than on the weekend. If that's feasible for your plans, that will certainly save you. But yeah, it's going to be tough if you're looking to save money. That's going to be hard to do.
Ouch. Jacob Passy, travel reporter at The Wall Street Journal. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, with every day that goes by, we change and we grow. Getting to know yourself is a lifelong process, and sometimes we don't know what we want or why we react to things the way we do. That's where therapy can come in. It's all about deepening your self-awareness and understanding. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist who can take you on a journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Through therapy, you can learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. BetterHelp can empower you to be the best version of yourself. It's entirely online, and it's designed to be flexible and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. Discover your potential with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/deal today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, BetterHelp.com/deal.
Tired of trying to separate fact from fiction? Get your information from a source you can trust. You're listening to America's First News, This Morning, with Gordon Deal.
Hey, glad you're with us. Welcome into Thursday, March 9. Gordon Deal, Jennifer Koshenka, some of our top stories and headlines. Senator Mitch McConnell hospitalized after falling during a dinner last night. Louisville police faulted for illegal and discriminatory tactics by the Justice Department. Missile barrages from Russia into Ukraine overnight. We get the Biden budget blueprint today. Wall Street Journal says new oil production data show the era of shale growth is waning. More snow and flooding in the forecast for central and northern California today. And the young Ohio brothers who prevented a car wreck as mom had a seizure. That story in about 20 minutes. Time now for a business update, and it's brought to you by the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. The businesses of the future are being built today, and Michigan is where they start. Learn more by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity. Women in the U.S. earned an average of 82% of what men earned in 2022. That's according to new Pew Research Center analysis. However, the New York, Washington, D.C., and Los Angeles metro areas are among the cities where young women are earning the most relative to young men. How does the original disparity happen? Part of the issue is on women themselves. Here's career strategist Julie Bauke, known as Julie on the Job. Julie, what's experience tell you?
The needle's not moved considerably in a very long time, and I think there's a few causes for this based on my experience. The first is that women are less likely to negotiate for a higher salary in a new position. We are more likely to take what's offered versus ask for what we know to be the market rate. And there's just, I mean, we are much less likely to advocate for ourselves, and that's one way. So if you offer me 60, but I know that the job in the market pays 65, I'm gonna go through all kinds of twisting myself into a pretzel to decide that I'm going to go ahead and take 60, and that's fine, because we don't want the offer to be rescinded. We don't want to be not liked. There's a streak of that in a lot of women. And The problem is if you take 60 instead of 65, over time, you're never going to catch that up.
Yep.
I think that where men are much more likely to say, well, the market is telling me that this role pays 65. And in fact, some of the other companies I'm talking to are looking in salary ranges that are in the mid to high 60s. What can we do about that? So what, they see what, it.
What's another reason? Because I as I think about this, I guess it happens, but I can't imagine a hiring manager saying, well, to him or herself, oh, this is a woman. How can I get this woman on the cheap less than the other guy? I can't imagine that happens. But so how else does it happen?
So no, I mean, that doesn't happen like that. But as a hiring manager managing a salary budget, if I've got Jane who's willing to take 60, why would I give her 65?
Sure.
So Sal, I read a stat one time that was just so interesting that it was like something like 90 some percent of hiring managers say there is room for negotiation. In other words, their first offer is not their best offer. And so it's up to you as the job seeker to go back and ask for more. But women are less likely to do that. And so hiring managers are also not going to say, oh, well, you know, I know I offered you 60, you didn't negotiate, but I would have given you 65, so let me give you 65.
Right.
They're managing a salary budget.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. And then you never catch up. I believe that is absolutely real. I've experienced that with our clients who have gotten offers. And then they'll say, well, that's less than I was really looking for. And then women will immediately go into why they're going to take it anyway. And one of the ways that this is being combated is that more companies are advertising salary ranges now. IBM puts salary ranges on all their job openings. LinkedIn publishes salary ranges. So companies are getting more transparent because what they've realized is people are sharing their salaries.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, you never talked about what you made. It's not verboten anymore.
We're speaking with Julie Bauke, career strategist known as Julie on the Job. We're talking about women achieving salary parity with men. How much do we factor into women sometimes leave the workforce, say,
that's
to have
what
children?
I was gonna say. So if you've got, women are much more likely to have gaps in employment, maybe to take care of the kids, to maybe work part-time. And so that can be part of it too. If you've got 8 years experience and the guy next to you has 12 years experience and you're going in to do the same job, even if you took 4 years off, you're the same age and you took 4 years off to care for kids, the guy does have 4 years more experience than you do, which can factor in. And so, yes, that plays in as well. And so it's hard to really figure out exactly what that number is because there's so many disparate factors that impact it. But the best advice I can give you is research the jobs you're interviewing for, research the industry that you're interviewing in, understand what the salary is. And remember, this is the business of your career. This is not about making friends. And I have only had one time in 25 years of anybody having an offer rescinded because they negotiated, and it was a really crappy company with a crappy leader anyway. And so it turned out to be, you know, that was just poor leadership.
Thanks, Julie. Julie Bauke, Julie on the Job. Want to eat healthier, but every supplement you've ever tried seems like the better it is for you, the worse it tastes? Then you have to try AG1 from Athletic Greens. I started taking AG1 because I wanted more energy and better gut health. What I didn't expect? The taste is better than any supplement I've ever had. I drink it, like it says, before anything else when I wake up. I guzzle those 8 to 10 ounces before my coffee and start my day knowing I've already gotten the recommended daily intake of all the good fruits and veggies. There's definitely a mental boost knowing you've started the day off on the right foot. I tackle the day now with more confidence and energy. AG1, by the way, is not only lifestyle friendly, it's cheaper than getting all the different supplements yourself. Try AG1. I love this product. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/Gordon. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/Gordon to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. athleticgreens.com/Gordon.
Today's Mic Drop is brought to you by Dell. For your small business needs, call a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Hey, glad you're with us. Welcome into Friday Eve. It is time now for the Mic Drop with this morning's Mike Gavin.
Good morning. Well, we have a couple of airline travel stories to tell you about today, one on customer service and one on etiquette. Let's start here where a Florida woman has gone viral for something very unusual, an airline going above and way beyond to fix a mistake. Peyton Thompson posted about her ordeal on TikTok, saying that her new peacock printed suitcase was badly damaged during a recent Delta flight. She immediately filed a claim and received a typical email warning her that the process could take up to a month due to a higher volume of claims. Surprisingly, she wound up receiving a personal response from a Delta rep and was told to pick out a new piece of luggage to replace the old one. Not long after, 9 large boxes filled with luggage arrived at the Airbnb where she was staying. 13 suitcases in all after they were finally unboxed. Peyton says all of the pieces were worth $200 to $400, and she couldn't in good conscience keep them all, so she contacted Delta and had them shipped back. Her video has been watched over 1.5 million times, and commenters were LOLing at her predicament. One person joked that the extra suitcases were just in case the airline broke any more of them, and others joked that if she kept them, she'd have birthday and Christmas gifts for everyone on her list.
Yeah,
I mean, there are some people, for sure, who would have kept them, so good for her for being honest.
That's bizarre. How does that happen?
She thinks maybe because she looked at other suitcases. They gave her links to look at, I guess, and they gave her a link to kind of browse and shop around for what she wanted. She looked at other ones and then settled on one in particular and picked that one. She thinks it was the other ones she looked at as she was clicking around that somehow got put into her cart or whatever, and they mistakenly sent her all the ones she looked at instead of just the one.
Ultimately became a lot of work.
Well, yeah,
sure. She had to call the airline back and say, thanks, but no thanks to these other 12 I don't need.
And
or
then
however
get them
was.
Shipped back. Yeah. I mean, they sent her some prepaid labels or whatever, but she still had to take them to wherever they had to be shipped. And so it was a bit of an ordeal for her.
That's wild.
Good for them for at least going above and beyond.
Yes. They get credit for that.
Can't fault them for that. And we've told you about some of the hacks people use for trying to get a whole row to themselves on a flight, but one guy seems to have gone too far. A traveler who has amassed a large TikTok following for his money-saving tips has been branded selfish by many for his trick. His strategy is remarkably simple. He says he books an entire row of seats, with at least two of them being fully refundable. Then, about 45 minutes before the flight, cancels all but one of the tickets, leaving him by himself to stretch out in an entire row. He calls it poor man's first class, and most commenters didn't seem to be in his corner, saying that he's taking up valuable real estate that could be used for someone who were canceled from an earlier flight or really need to get home for an emergency.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm surprised that he's able to somehow get away with that.
Yeah.
People are like, fully refundable tickets, where do you find those?
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Those are not common either.
Well, and I think typically you have to pay extra, as part of a package if you want those. It's almost like some sort of airline travel insurance.
Right, but he's paying more up front. You think he doesn't get that money back when he cancels? Is that what you're saying? Like, I don't know. I'm not sure works, but it doesn't seem common. It doesn't seem common enough that they necessarily are going to have to clamp down on this.
Right.
I don't think everybody's necessarily able to do this.
You would think airlines would have figured that out a long time ago.
Right. And if they haven't before, they're going to figure it out now.
They're on the case for this at this time. Thank you, Mike.
Innovation. Resilience. Agility. It's how Michigan businesses work together and continue to build the future. Our expertise, talented workforce, and collaborative environment are making a difference now and shaping the future. Join us and make your mark where it matters. Visit michiganbusiness.org/radio to put your plans in motion. That's michiganbusiness.org/radio.
Thanks for being with us. Is it safe to visit Mexico or not? Some people may be reconsidering travel plans after 4 Americans were kidnapped and 2 of them killed last week, caught in the crossfire of rival cartels. The State Department updated the travel advisory for Mexico in October. It issued a do not travel to warning for 6 states because of violence. A reconsider travel to warning has been issued for Baja California and Jalisco, where Puerto Vallarta is. Mexico City, Nayarit, Baja California Sur, Quintana Roo, and Oaxaca are issued an exercised increased caution when traveling to warning. Baja California Sur is home to Cabo San Lucas. In Nayarit, many tourists visit the surf town of Sayulita. Quintana Roo is home to Cancun, Tulum, Riviera Maya, Cozumel, and Playa del Carmen. Travelers can, quote, exercise normal precautions when traveling to Yucatan, which includes the popular attraction Chichen Itza. It's 8 minutes in front of the hour on This Morning. Once again, here's Jennifer Koshenka.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
President Biden's budget blueprint will lay out plans to save hundreds of billions of dollars by seeking to lower drug prices, raising some business taxes, cracking down on fraud, and cutting spending he sees as wasteful. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We understand that there is concerns. We always say there's always more work to do, obviously. But our economists believe that what the president has put forth as a plan to make sure that we're building an economy from the bottom up, middle out, is indeed working.
Biden is set to release his fiscal 2024 budget plan today.
Number two.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell's been hospitalized after tripping at a hotel during a private dinner last night. A spokesman for the Republicans said the 81-year-old has been admitted to a hospital for treatment. McConnell fractured his shoulder in a 2019 fall.
Number three.
A Justice Department review has determined the Louisville Police Department engaged in a pattern of civil rights violations, including unjustified neck restraints and canine attacks. The investigation followed the killing of Breonna Taylor during a chaotic raid in March of 2020. Tamika Palmer is Taylor's mother.
It's heartbreaking to know that everything you've been saying from day one has to be said again through this manner, you know, that it took this to even have somebody look into this department.
Associate Attorney General Vanita Gupta called the findings of the review deeply troubling and sobering. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has opened an investigation into 2023 Tesla Model Y vehicles after two reports of steering wheels falling off while driving. The regulator says the steering wheels completely detached. Women with children want bigger family rooms and better equipped kitchens, and they place greater value on wellness features, according to a new survey. The America at Home survey looked at how 3,000 men and women aged 25 to 74, both with and without children, prioritize what they want in a home. Women and men with kids both prioritize the family room and kitchens as the most important rooms, but women put a bigger emphasis on those rooms. 8% of men considered garages to be an important space. 0% of women thought the same. Women also wanted private outdoor spaces or gardens.
0% of women.
No garage.
No garage. Nobody cares. The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale starts now with limited quantity deals on select performance PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Save on select Vostro laptops with built-in security features and select Latitude laptops with enhanced privacy, collaboration, and connectivity. Save on select essential accessories, plus free shipping and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Two brothers, twins from Ohio, are being honored for actions they took to help save their mother after she suffered a seizure behind the wheel. Fox 8 Television says Crystal Thompson of Massillon was taking her 11-year-old sons Jordan and Jermel Taylor to visit their grandmother when it happened. Jordan noticed that his mom suddenly stopped talking.
I was driving and the boys said that I started having a seizure and my hands fell off the wheel and I fell against the window.
As the SUV was heading for a concrete wall on the side of the highway, Jermel grabbed the wheel and guided the vehicle to a stop on the side of the highway in a ditch. His brother Jordan turned off the engine and called 911. Responding police are convinced the boys not only saved their mom and themselves, but also protected other drivers. On Monday, the city of Massillon honored Jermel and Jordan with a special commendation for their courage and quick thinking. That'll do it for this hour. For Jennifer Koshenka and Mike Gavin, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News.